Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, February 24th, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. Microsoft announced that the GPU in the upcoming Xbox Series X will be capable of 12 teraflops of performance, double the performance of the Xbox One X, and 8 times more than the original Xbox One. Microsoft previously revealed that the console will use a custom APU based on AMD's Zen 2 architecture, but has now revealed it will use the Radeon RDNA 2 architecture for the GPU side, which includes hardware ray tracing functionality. Microsoft also revealed that the console will support variable rate shading, which lets the game shade an area of pixels at a different rate than the typical 1-to-1 ratio, as well as adding a quick resume feature to let multiple games be suspended at once. The Wall Street Journal reports that NBC Universal is in talks to buy Vudu from Walmart, according to sources. If acquired, Vudu may reportedly be merged with Fandango Now in a move to help bolster NBCU's digital video presence ahead of the launch of its Peacock streaming service. The information reported back in October that Walmart was looking to sell Vudu. A lobbying alliance for drone and balloon-based internet standards formed by Alphabet-owned Loon and SoftBank-backed Haps Mobile announced new members, including Airbus, Nokia, Ericsson, China Telecom, Deutsche Telekom, Telefonica, and Bharti Airtel. The expanded alliance plans to work at securing spectrum and promoting uniform regulation and industry-wide standards for the high-altitude mobile internet vehicles. After being banned in Colombia on February 1st, Uber is legally operating again in the country. After a court sided with the taxi company that sued Uber and ruled Uber had violated competition rules, Uber changed its model to allow riders to rent a vehicle along with a driver and will technically act as a point of contact between the two parties in Colombia. The U.S. Transportation Security Administration announced it stopped allowing employees to create agency content on the social network TikTok. The move came after Senator Chuck Schumer sent a letter Saturday to TSA Administrator David Pekoski, citing security concerns on how the Chinese-owned TikTok handles user data and location information. The agency said it never directed users to TikTok or posted content directly to the platform, but that a small number of employees had used TikTok on personal devices to create content for TSA's social media outreach on other platforms. Sony announced the Xperia 1 2 smartphone featuring a 6.5-inch 4K HDR OLED display with a 21:9 aspect ratio, as well as a Snapdragon 865 SoC, 8GB of RAM, 256GB of storage, a 4,000mAh battery, IP68 water resistance, wireless charging, and a headphone jack. The device has three rear 12-megapixel cameras and a time-of-flight sensor, including a 24mm lens on the main camera, a 16mm ultra-wide lens, and a 70mm telephoto. Sony says the cameras can hit 20 frames per second, a claimed first for a smartphone camera, and supports eye-tracking autofocus on humans and animals, as well as being able to calculate exposure and focus 60 times a second. The phone comes to Europe in late spring with the Qualcomm X55 modem for 5G. A U.S. release date was not announced, but devices will only support 4G in this market. Huawei announced the Mate XS foldable and Mate Pad Pro 5G tablet at a private event in Barcelona. The Mate XS features the same 8-inch display when unfolded as the original Mate X, but Huawei claims it's 80% stronger, as well as features an enhanced Falcon Wing folding mechanism. When closed, the device features a 6.6-inch front display and a 6.38-inch rear display. Inside is a Kirin 990 5G chipset, 8GB of RAM, 512GB of internal storage, and a 4,500mAh battery. Pricing starts at €2,499 to be released later in 2020. The MatePad Pro 5G is an Android tablet with a 10.8-inch AMOLED display, the Kirin 990 5G chipset, either 6 or 8GB of RAM, 256GB of internal storage, a 7,250mAh battery, with a dual rear camera system. The tablet launches in April with a Wi-Fi model starting at €549. A 5G model will start at €749. Both devices run EMUI 10 on top of Android 10, featuring the Huawei App Gallery for services. Huawei also updated the MateBook Pro X laptop with the latest 10th-gen Intel processors, available up to a Core i7 model with 16GB of RAM and 1TB of storage, and an option for a discrete NVIDIA MX250 GPU, as well as coming in a new color, green, available in addition to silver and gray. The MateBook Pro X launches in April with a Core i5 model starting for €1,499. And as if on cue, Google published a support article stating that any Huawei devices released after May 16, 2019 lack Play Protect certification, meaning any sideloaded Google apps will not work reliably. Google further warned that sideloading Google services carries a higher risk that the APK has been tampered with and increases security vulnerabilities. Devices released before May 16th will continue to receive support and security updates as long as permitted. And finally, Intel announced several chips designed for 5G carriers and enterprises. The company announced its second-generation Xeon Scalable processors, which offer 36% better performance than the first generation and come in network-optimized SKUs, offering 58% better performance for network function virtualization workloads. The company also introduced its first system-on-a-chip for 5G base stations, the Atom P5900. The 10-nanometer chip includes hardware-based network acceleration features, including integrated packet processing, ultra-low latency, and a switch for inline cryptographic acceleration, offering up to 5.6 times packet security throughput compared to software-based solutions. Intel also announced the Ethernet 700 series, a series of 5G-optimized network adapter cards, aimed to provide ultra-low latency 100-nanosecond phase accuracy for 5G network service synchronization. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.